"Agreed," I said. "And steam seems to have killed off all gratitude in seamen's hearts. But since you seem to have made a special study of the sea, Captain, can you tell me how it got its name?" "Many explanations exist on the subject, Professor Aronnax. Would you like to hear the views of one chronicler in the 14th century?"
"Gladly."
"This fanciful fellow claims the sea was given its name after the crossing of the Israelites, when the Pharaoh perished in those waves that came together again at Moses' command. To mark that miraculous sequel, the sea turned red without equal. Thus no other course would do but to name it for its hue."
"An artistic explanation, Captain Nemo," I replied, "but I'm unable to rest content with it, so I'll ask you for your own personal views."
"Here they come." "To my thinking, Professor Aronnax, this Red Sea designation must be regarded as a translation of the Hebrew word Edrom, and if the ancients gave it that name, it was because of the unique color of its waters. Until now, however, I've only seen clear waves without any hue."
"Surely. But as we move ahead to the far end of this gulf, you'll note its odd appearance. I recall seeing the Bay of El Tur completely red, like a lake of blood."
"And you attribute this color to the presence of microscopic algae?"
"Yes. It's a purplish, mucilaginous substance produced by those tiny buds known by the name Trichodesmia, 40,000 of which are needed to occupy the space of 1 square millimeter. Perhaps you'll encounter them when we reach El Tur."